Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Brown and Smith stacked to the far side of the field. It is fourth and goal from the two. And in for the touchdown goes Miles Sanders, his sixth of the season.
Well, there you go. That was Thursday night. Mike, I know you were covering the Phillies game. I was at home just wearing out the batteries on the remote going back and forth. I started watching on two screens. I had baseball on the computer, football on the TV. And it's like, I'm driving myself nuts. So I basically flipped back and forth so much that at one time I thought that Bryson Stott drove in Kenny Gainwell on a nice single. But nonetheless.
Yeah, I'm just glad that the local affiliates put the game on TV, that people could see it other than Amazon Prime, because trying to flip back and forth between Fox and Amazon Prime would have been so cumbersome and challenging. You would have missed a lot of action.
By the way, that's in the rules, I think, that if it's on Amazon Prime, when it's your team, you got to put it on more approachable TV. Anyway, a couple things. First of all, stupid bet update. There is none. I think you, who do you lead now? 5-1, 6-1, some?
I think it's 6-1. It's an insurmountable deficit.
It is an insurmountable lead, particularly with Britton Covey back there. I got no shot. anyway, it was funny to hear a lot of criticism of the Eagles after a 12-point win on the road. I mean, did they look great? No, they didn't. Not in certain areas. But here's the deal. It's a Thursday night. It's short rest on the road. People know those games are tough. Those are trap games. They still won it by two scores. And the fact that people were disappointed, I guess, just shows how well they have been playing. I was perfectly happy with it. Nobody got hurt. They widened the lead on the Cowboys and the Giants, both of whom have byes this week. Jimmy Kemsky of PhillyVoice.com quoted a 538.com number that says now the Eagles have a 99% plus chance to make the playoffs, a 74% chance to win the NFC East, which I actually would think it would be higher, and a 69% chance to earn the number one seed. I was fine with it. Again, I know you were wrapped up in the Phils, but any reason that we should be upset about the Eagles' win?
No. I went back and watched most of the game Friday. When I could. And look, there are two kind of competing realities here that everybody should be aware of. Number one, the Eagles have raised their own standard for performance, right? When you're 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, 8-0.
Can I interrupt you for a second? Because this evokes an old WIP Wing Bowl slogan one year, which is, we've up our standards, now up yours.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. That's relevant to nothing, but you just...
That's okay. It's still funny.
Go ahead.
But the fact is that when your team is 2-0, you take any victory as you can get it. When your team is 7-0, whether you're consciously doing this or not, you're saying to yourself, my team is 7-0, they should destroy everybody, and it should be easy. And it's not always going to be easy. And as you said, the conditions weren't great for the Eagles. It's a short rest. Thursday night football games are notoriously sloppy. They shouldn't play on Thursday nights, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's ridiculous that the league does this. And it's a road game, which leads me to my other kind of component here, which is that now that they're 7-0, 8-0, the Eagles are going to be everybody's Super Bowl. And so they're going to get the best effort from their opponents every single week from here until the end of the season. So however victory looks, you take it at this point. And are there certain reasons to be concerned that we can get into? Yeah, I think there are. But the fact is, it was still a 12-point victory on the road. You're tied at halftime, and the Eagles took control of the game from there. And all the trends generally that have made them really good this season continued. Jalen Hurts continued to play really, really well. Miles Sanders looks terrific. With the exception of a couple of plays here and there, the offensive line was fine. Dallas Goedert and A.J. Brown were terrific. So you take the win, you say thanks, and you rest for 10 days until you have to face the Commanders, I guess.
Yep, and by the way, we will be talking to Derek Gunn at noon a little bit about the Eagles. 11 o'clock, we're going to talk to Eric Kratz, former catcher for the Phillies and many other major league teams, a guy who's got playoff and World Series experience, and a guy who did some broadcasting this year for the Phillies. We'll talk to him at 11. Continue on your point, I agree with everything you said in terms of what you liked. Jalen Hurts throwing the football, to me, is very impressive. I know he had the two fumbles, which is kind of uncharacteristic, but also I like the fact that his rushing attempts are down. Not that I dismiss the weapon because I like it, but when you don't have to use it, don't use it. First five games of the year, he averaged almost 14 rushes a game. The last three, under 7 rushes a game. So he's really cut that in half. And in those last three games, he's averaging more than 10 yards per pass attempt, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's pretty damn good. You mentioned Goddard. I also, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson also just looks like such a great pickup. The one negative, of course, is the run defense. They really, Damian Pierce just gashed them. And I worry, the run defense has not been particularly good this year. Without Jordan Davis, you worry that it may fall a little bit more. That's a concern. But overall, as we said, really good. I love the disbelievers. Clarence Hill Jr., the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, a guy who I use every year in the pregame show when we're trying to get somebody from out of town. And by the way, a very unbiased, good reporter, not a guy who was a shill for the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones hates this guy, so put that in his favor. Anyway, he tweeted the other day, and needless to say, got backlash from Eagles fans over this. Yes, the Eagles are still undefeated, but they are no juggernaut. They are living on borrowed time. They are not the best team in the NFL, despite their record. The NFC is wide open. That's a fact. Argue with your mama. That got Eagle fans going.
Yeah, it's interesting, Glenn. I saw on social media the other day kind of about a 5-minute video from a guy from Pro Football Focus named Seth Galina. And it was actually pretty insightful, kind of breaking down the challenges that opponents have in counteracting what the Eagles do on offense. And basically what it comes down to is you can't play one kind of defense with just one safety, a single high safety, that forces you to cover A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith one-on-one, and nobody in the league can do that. And you can't play cover two, which would take away Brown and Smith, but then allow Jalen Hurts to either run the ball or throw it to Dallas Goedert, or give it to Miles Sanders. So it was kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of situation. And I think your point about Hurts running the ball less these last few weeks is really a good one, because it speaks to the idea that teams are trying to take that away. It's such an important component of the Eagles' offense, his ability to run and his proficiency at it, that, okay, if we're going to pick our poison, it's going to be Jalen Hurts, try to beat us with your arm. And guess what? He's been doing that. And that's nothing but a good thing if you're an Eagles fan.
Absolutely. Joe in the Northeast joins us. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Glenn?
All right.
You had mentioned small ball a moment ago, and I'm just curious. I want to take you back to the eighth inning when we had Scott on third. We got Segura on first with one out. Any reason in the universe why they wouldn't steal there, knowing that if they throw the ball, Scott can come home? More importantly, even if Segura is thrown out, now the first baseman's not in position to make that play against Schwarber. And it's just, I was watching the game, I was going bonkers. Philly fans are very knowledgeable. And people are sitting there like, they couldn't get a hit. I'm like, besides the point, that was, I think, the last good chance they really had. And then, after that, all the luck starts falling in line for the Astros. So I was just wondering if you could elaborate on why they wouldn't steal there for me.
Well, I'm glad I hadn't really thought of the steal as much as I had thought of the squeeze, but I just want to look up, because they've run successfully in this series. They've stolen bases. They're 3-0 stealing bases. I would have been good with that, Mike. A reason that couldn't happen?
No, and I do wonder if some of that, the wonder about stealing, is because Schwarber happened to hit the ball right to the first baseman, right? I mean, but the point is well taken that if you send Segura in that situation, you know, again, maybe you can do a double steal and Stott can break for the plate. But if he makes it, then, you know, what do you do then? Do they walk Marsh necessarily? Or do you steal, you know, or...
Bring up Schwarber? That works for me.
Okay, but or if you don't... And here's the thing. Here's how you have to be forward-thinking. Okay, let's play this forward. Let's say Marsh strikes out, and it's still first and third now with two outs. Mm-hmm. You steal... You have Segura steal, and he makes it. It's second and third with two outs. You can be darn sure they're walking Kyle Schwarber to pitch
well,
to Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, so but I do it before that, right? I do
okay.
it with Marsh
yeah,
up.
But that's
I don't,
my
do,
point
I don't
they,
do it with
yeah.
Schwarber up. I do it with Marsh up. Oh,
right,
you're saying if he steals and then Marsh strikes out.
Yeah.
I guess, but I think I still see the plus side of that more than the downside of that, of them walking Schwarber and I don't know, then I got Hoskins up. I hear your point. I'm taking it a step at a time, and I'm thinking that works. They mm-hmm. yeah, they haven't thrown
yeah.
out anybody yet. Not that
yeah.
Philly's
no,
still
it's a
ton,
good,
but.
It's a good point, and it you know, I'm curious if Rob Thompson and his staff look back at that moment and say, ah, maybe we should have sent Segura there. And but again, you know, it, you know, who knows? Who
Can
knows?
I tell you why this is why baseball's great, though?
Yeah. Yeah, it
because,
is.
Because baseball is the sport more than any other where you have these debates and discussions, where you go back over a game. You know, listen, they're playing for their lives today. I do want to focus more on that as we do the show, but we'll take the calls. That's fine. But it is the sport where you can go back and dissect every play, every situation, do the what if they had tried this, what if they had tried that, more than any sport. And it's one of the things people ask me, what's your favorite sport? And I always give them the same answer. Hockey's my favorite sport to watch live. Football is my favorite sport to watch on TV. Baseball is my favorite sport to follow, and this is why I love following baseball.
Yeah, and to the point you and I have talked about before too, Glenn, this is a big reason why I've been so down on baseball in the last 10 years, is that because the sport went to this emphasis on home runs and strikeouts, there were fewer of these moments to talk about.
Yeah,
right?
Fair point. Yeah.
You know, if players aren't putting the ball in play as often, if teams aren't trying double steals, you have less strategic what ifs to play around with. Now, I hope next season when they do away with the shift, that maybe it leads to more of this because teams will be incentivized more to put the ball in play, and more of the balls that teams put in play will fall for hits and doubles and triples and all those sorts of things. But yeah, it's a big reason why I was so down on the sport.
Yeah, I hear you. I can't argue
you know,
that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We'll sneak in Jeff and Camden here. Hey, Jeff.
Yep.
Jeffrey. I do not believe Jeff is ready. All right, let's get Matt up. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, you know, this team, I was telling Kyle, I mean, this team, they just, but everyone doubts them. They seem to come back and prove us wrong, and that's why it's not a false hope. I'm totally not giving up on this team yet, and I'm looking forward to this evening, and the biggest thing is, to me, is Wheeler. Like, we got it. The season comes down to this, and we need our ace to go out there and give everything he got. Zach Wheeler needs to have the performance of his lifetime. And, I mean, what better story than Ranger coming in Game 7 and winning it for us?
Yeah.
Matt loves the drama. He loves, he I wants, will. You know, he wants Randy Newman playing the orchestral score in the background and, you know, Roy Hobbs stepping up and hitting the home run and all of that. And look, I think he's right. I think if they're going to win tonight, they need absolutely Zach Wheeler to pitch the game of his life. They just do.
What is the Herb Brooks quote? Great moments are made of great opportunities. Isn't that the line? And that's what you
that's
have here tonight, boys.
That's the one.
What you have here
and it's
tonight.
Gonna be,
Go ahead.
Matt.
I was just going to say, like, I'm just really looking forward to tonight just to see how they come back from that game, because I think these guys are determined, and I think it's going to be a great weekend. Go Phillies!
How old's that little guy, by the way?
Oh, the one's 2 and the other's 4.
Oh, all right, so probably not staying up for the game.
No, I mean, the 4-year-old, he sits beside me, but, you know, I mean, he can only go till about 10 o'clock and he's out.
Well, that's
that ain't
that's
bad. That's about the time I go to bed most nights.
Well, there you go. 215-592-9494. Mike Sielski, Glenn Mack. Now, game six tonight. Oh, the drama doesn't get better. Hey, fall is upon us. It is that time of year again to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. When I need a company to help me with the home project, I turn to the experts, the great people at Guided Door and Window. Act now and receive 20% off all windows and doors. Plus, Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money out of pocket and take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level of your home and lower monthly energy bills, all while taking advantage of 20% savings and having the luxury of paying off your project with 0% interest for up to 36 months. But you got to act now. Offers for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.